And it's time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth speaks. And Dr. Placetka, thanks again for joining us. How are we doing this morning?
Great. How about you, Mike?
Doing good. We're closing in on the holidays. Folks are probably excited about that. We hope they're excited. Some gatherings and parties and family get-togethers. And
it's that time of year, isn't it?
The big day is approaching fast. And this is kind of an interesting show we've got lined up for you today. We talked the last time about being mindful during the holidays, and now with those parties approaching and those gatherings, times that are only, you know, this time of year where you have these types of social interactions, there's some do's and don'ts, some manners that you want to be aware of for the holiday season.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's so many things going on. And while we're not invited to all of them, often we are invited to enough either family or neighbor things that we have to know what's going on and be really thinking about it. Sometimes people avoid. They say they're going to go and then they don't go because they feel awkward or they don't know what to expect. So I want to let all of the listeners in on a secret. All that's expected when you attend a party or host a party or a gathering, whether it's at grandma's house or I would even say at the White House, what really amounts to is we're supposed to be gracious and open, grateful, and that's it. We don't have to do stellar things. We don't have to solve world problems. Yeah. We just have to be gracious. And that means we pay attention and mind our manners. Now, you know, it's a little different when you run into grandma's house. You might be throwing your coats and all that kind of stuff. But some things really are standard everywhere that we go. Now, before you get to the party, here's some things that I think are really important if you're going to survive the holidays. Get some sleep. People will stay up and they'll watch old Christmas movies and sure. They'll be rapping and shopping and all that kind of stuff. You really need to sleep your regular amount. Eat your regular meals. Don't go crazy by skipping or overindulge. Avoid drinking too much because we make really poor judgments, or sometimes we can't tell we've made poor judgments.
Right.
So we really want to avoid that. Exercise and spend some time alone and in quiet. 15 minutes a day, even broken up into 5-minute periods, really helps us reset. Does that make sense?
Yeah, these are good to use all year long, especially this time of year, but there's some good advice here. Just it's tough to avoid all the sweets and the good foods, and it's a time to maybe indulge a little bit, but you got to keep it in moderation to a certain extent.
Right, you got to decide in advance what are you going to eat and what aren't you.
Yeah.
And I think also socially, you know, sometimes, you know, things come in clumps, and so we have too many things close together. And we have to be realistic. Can we attend everything? Some of my clients will say, then they come to the realization later, oh my gosh, I forgot to allow travel time between places. You know, it takes me half an hour to get to grandma's, and I want to be on time, and the other place doesn't end. So how do we do that? How do we make an appearance? We have to think about that. We have to prioritize. It's not an insult if you say to somebody, thank you for the invitation. I really can't make it this year.
Yeah.
You know, I've got things that I have to do in another town or at another house. And be realistic. When you take something, whether it's a hostess gift or a dish to pass or an actual gift, be realistic. Don't go overboard with everything that you do.
Yeah. And I think, too, you know, people will understand if you can't make it, or you'd like to think that this time of year they understand that, you know, you've got commitments and other things that you have to do. If and you mentioned it's not an insult, and you would hope people would take it, you know, well, that, hey, I understand it's a busy time, you've got stuff, I've got things too.
And I think when you accept it, or when you tell them graciously, when you say thank you for the invitation, I really wish I could be there, because we do wish we could be
there.
There's
a way to do it.
There's a way to do it. You know, if you don't tell them at all, that's a problem. But I do think, too, sometimes knowing what to do when we get there. You know, some of the things that people forget about that go into graciousness is, you know, you can have fun and do all of these things and fit right in and enjoy yourself. So whether you stay an hour or 3 hours or overnight, sometimes it's nice to bring a dish or a token, and it could be a candy bar. It could be a little note saying, thanks for having me. Greet everyone, individually or in groups, and as much as possible, include names. Now, sometimes, you know, you get to places and you think, I can't remember this person's
that's
name.
That's difficult sometimes.
And, you know, and here's a very easy way to do it. You put out your hand and you say, I'm not sure you remember me. My name is Beth Placetka. Mm. And they'll go, oh, yeah. They might make a joke of it and say, yes, I'm your cousin. or they might just tell you who they are.
Right.
So when it's time to switch conversation, hey, I'm going to go get a cookie or a sandwich. You want to come with me? It changes the venue, and it allows us to mingle with other people. Hmm. Because you know, sometimes you've spoken you've told them everything you know, and it's time to let them talk to someone else.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay. So invite, let's go get a drink, or let's go get something to eat. I do suggest strongly avoiding controversial topics. You know, if somebody has a strong opinion about religion or politics or something that's going on in the world, a holiday party's probably not the time to bring it up.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you can have over coffee if you want to debate. It's not time to bring up family issues and feuds. Our old triggers are always there, the people who are always around us. It's a time to, if somebody says something, bite our tongue and think, we'll talk about it later when emotions are not high.
Yeah, you want to keep a positive vibe going as best you can in these situations. Not always easy with family, understandable.
Right. But you know, family is ours for a reason. We all learn from them, and they learn from us.
Sure.
So and I think it's also okay to politely excuse yourself from a conversation for a minute, say, you know, I'll catch up in a few minutes, and then come back or move on and mingle. Most people notice that about every 20 minutes in a party, the conversation dies down for about 30 seconds and then builds back up.
Yeah.
Watch for those things that happen. I think it is important to leave on time. You know, people get tired. We can do too much, and that can be a problem, and that's part of being gracious. Offer to help if you like. And if they say no, thank you, believe them. Okay? So thank the host for the evening and be specific. What did you enjoy? Holiday parties can be stressful, but when we mind our manners, when we know what's going on, they can be fun.
All right. And hopefully we're all going to one soon, because these are some good tips and we'd like to put them into use and have a good time with our holiday parties. Christmas just a week and a day away.
I know, it's coming fast.
Hard to believe. Some good advice as always. Thanks for your time. As we've run out of time on today's show, don't forget you can submit your questions at safeharboril.com. And tune in next week for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placeka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.